Welcome to The Coach Approach, NSWC Carter Rocks podcast for maximizing your personal and professional growth. I'm Jamie Wilson, Carter Rocks Coaching Program Manager. Join us each month for The Coach Approach to hear leaders at all levels shed light on what coaching is and the amazing benefits it offers. Listen as they share their personal testimonies about how partnering with a coach was transformational by using self-reflection to discover hidden talents, higher potential, and even obstacles that once prevented their forward movement. So whether you're ready to go to the next level, seeking a promotion, or want more self-confidence, the Coach Approach is the right place for you. Joining us today is Dr. Anicia Blue. Anicia currently serves as a Deputy Chief of the Patient Administration Division in the Defense Health Agency, better known as DHA. She will be talking about career and leadership coaching, as well as how coaching has personally impacted her. Anicia, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today. So would you mind sharing your personal testimony about how coaching has impacted you before we dive into the topic of career and leadership coaching?
Absolutely. First of all, I would like to say thank you, Jamie, for allowing me this opportunity to share with you and the staff or all of those who will be listening to this podcast. Coaching has been very profound in my life, not only personally, but professionally as well. I decided to get a coach probably around 10 years ago. We kept hearing about mentoring. And then I made a decision to, I probably need a coach. So before I got a coach, I did do some research to figure out what coaching was, because all too often I hear the words mentor, coaching kind of used interchangeably. And so I had to do the research for myself. And when I found out exactly what coaching was, I reached out to a few of my colleagues and asked them, did they know of a coach? And so I received one, and that was the best thing that I actually could have done for myself. It helped me make a decision as to what I wanted to do next. I thought I knew exactly where I wanted to go, but there were some obstacles in the way of helping me to get there. So with coaching and through coaching, I was able to identify those obstacles and work towards resolving them to help me to get to where I need to go. So it has had a very profound effect on my life. And because it has that impact on me, I wanted to share it with others.
So tell me a little bit about that process, that coaching process.
So the coaching process that I started with my coach, we decided on, when we were going to meet. I was definitely nervous because I had never been through the process before. So I have been in a leadership position at that point in time for a very long time, but I knew there were some things that I needed to do differently because the world was changing. And I didn't want to get caught up into not being able to move in my career as a leader, and I'm just stagnant, and the people who are working with me not be able to get anything out of it. So one of the things that we would look at is where I was in that moment, right? And where I wanted to be. So we set a few goals, throughout the process, and I was able to achieve some of them. And it also made me aware, more self-aware of myself. And once I became self-aware, it made me do things a little bit differently in my personal life as well.
Mm-hmm. It's so impactful, the self-awareness and this a piece, right?
Right.
And it carries you through life differently, and you have a different perspective from there on out.
Yes. And, with self-awareness, it helps build confidence.
Yes.
And once you have that confidence, you can kind of get rid of, some of the fear. We all have fear about something, but it helps you to, like you said, put it in perspective, have a different way of looking at things.
Right. I love it. So what would you like to share today about career and leadership coaching?
So career coaching as well as leadership coaching, it really is for everyone. Anyone that's coming into the organization or anyone who is stuck where they currently are and they don't know where they want to go. So if you have a career coach, you know, you can work with that individual to help identify, okay, what's stopping you from getting where you want to see? You know, you're kind of looking at where you're trying to go, but there's something there, could be fear, lack of confidence, self-doubt, you know, let's identify those things. From a leadership coach perspective, again, we're still at self-awareness. You know, you want to be aware so that you can be a better leader because titles are for managers, people are for leaders, right? And you know, when we talk about leaders, we want to make sure that there's a clear understanding that you're leading people. And unfortunately, throughout my career, I have witnessed people going into leadership positions, getting promoted into leadership positions, but they lack self-awareness. They were good at the technical aspects of the position, but when it came to leading people, they had a difficult time. And unfortunately for them, because they didn't get some of the stuff that they needed early on, they failed at the position. And so coaching will have an impact on just moving throughout your career. You know, you don't necessarily have to be a leader, but no matter what we do, all of us can be a leader at some point in time. You don't have to lead people. You can be with your colleagues, your coworker. You can be a mom, dad, sister, uncle, wherever you are in life, you can lead others. You don't have to necessarily have the title of leader.
You're leading from within.
Right. So you're leading from the inside out. And career-wise, you know, some people would like to make that transition from just the normal day-to-day, and they aspire to be a leader. So that's why I kind of work with both, you know, career, if that's what your focus is, whatever that next step is for you, we can work on that. If leadership is the next step, then that's okay too. Either way, you still as an individual have blind spots.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. We do.
Yes. So in coaching, we can work on identifying those blind spots and those biases that we all have, because we all come from different backgrounds, different cultures, and we've lived life. And so depending on what we've gone through, we have different way of seeing things based on our perspective. So through coaching, you can open up that world just a little each time, so that you can become a better person in your career or as a leader.
Yes, exactly. That actually pours over into your personal life too, right?
Yes, yes. And you know, through coaching, we do a lot of reflecting, right? We want to see where we are and where we're going and how we can do better. For the leaders, I always try to tell them, you know, let's work on you as a leader. We want to build you as a leader so that you can, we want you to be healthy, is what I'm trying to say. We want to build you up to be a healthy leader so that you can lead others well. Yes. And health entails making sure that you're emotionally, physically, spiritually, you know, all those things that encompass, embodies who you are, you want to get those areas as healthy as possible.
so that they can be authentic, right?
Yes, be authentic. And with authenticity, what comes, you build trust, you build confidence, you know, you have integrity, no matter who you are, you know. So coaching will help you with these things. So I may say my focus is on career and leadership, but it's about the individual, the entire, the holistic view of the individual, and figuring out what is it that you want to be known as? What do you want to work on? You know, a lot of times we don't know we need work until someone brings it to our attention. And then at that point, we also refuse to accept that, you know, we need to look at things a little bit differently, or, you know, be asked questions and see where we are. You know, coaching is definitely not therapy. We're not in a therapy session, and we're not mentoring. No. We're asking powerful questions to get the individual to think and respond. And we're shining that flashlight, you know, down there where the goal is, so that you can see the goal, but, you know, you're trying to figure out how to get there.
Right, right. So, and the other piece, as I was hearing you talk about leadership and, you know, who they want to be, ultimately, you know, what comes to mind is legacy leader, right? Being a legacy leader. So what do you want to leave behind? How do you want people to remember you, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And so, yeah, when you're looking at leadership, like you said, what is your legacy, right? From a career perspective, what do you want that legacy to be when you are getting ready to retire, no matter where you're retiring from? What do you want to be said about you, or what have you accomplished? But it all has to come from inside out.
Yes. Yes. So true.
Yes.
Yes. And you don't have to have a manager role. You don't have to have a title, like you said, like you mentioned, to be a legacy leader. It's the leading from within. You could be maybe just, you know, you could be anywhere in your career. You wouldn't have to be a department head. You wouldn't have to be at the top of the food chain, so to speak, or the chain of the command, in order to be a legacy leader. You could be at a GS-12, a GS, you could be a GS-7 and right. still be a legacy leader.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be remembered as that, you know, individual who is sharing information, who's helped someone overcome obstacles and make it through? Or do you want to be remembered as the person who's withheld information and not shared anything and didn't help anyone move forward.
Right. Because we all here collectively, right? And we all need each other.
So what
are you going to give? You know, we're serving others. You know, you talk about you have the servant leaders. Well, we're serving others as an individual. What do you need from me so that I can help you with whatever you're working on? How can I serve? I am here to serve.
Yes. And then ultimately, you know, we're not just benefiting ourselves, but we're benefiting everyone and the organization as a whole.
Right.
And we want our organization to succeed, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, if it's possible, like the discussion that you and I had early on, anyone at any level can take advantage of coaching. You don't have to be in a specific role. You know, this is for you identifying what your needs are, where you may be able to, you know, look at yourself a little bit more and make the necessary adjustments. So we don't want those out there who are thinking about coaching to feel that you have to be at a certain level, you know, at entry level. If coaching is where you are and what you need at the time, you know, ask, you know, all things being equal, you know, yes. When you're coming into an organization, maybe that is something that, you know, could be on your short term or your long term range plan, you know, so coaching is for everyone. And we want everybody to take advantage of it as much as they can.
Absolutely. So anything that helps us move forward and develops us, why not, right? Why not take advantage of it? It's free. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love moving forward, you know.
Right. So. And especially for, you know, anybody who's new to the federal system or, mm-hmm. you know, not understanding the intricacies and new at any job, you know, anywhere you go, from a leader's perspective, leaders, in my opinion, should be lifelong learners.
Yes.
So throughout your leadership career, prior to becoming a leader in that capacity, coaching should be something that is utilized as a tool amongst everything else to help you enhance yourself as a leader.
Yes, I absolutely agree. Totally. Well, is there anything else you would like to share with us today, Anicia?
No, let's create a culture of coaching.
Yes.
You know, let's do what we need to do individually, but also collectively to help ourselves and our organization, and most importantly, to help each other.
Right. I love that. I'm right there with you. Well, Anicia, thank you again for taking the time to share your valuable insights with us. And I would also like to thank all of you listeners out there for joining this episode of The Coach Approach, brought to you by NSWBC Carterox Coaching Program. If you want to learn more about coaching, visit NSWBC Carterox Coaching Program SharePoint site. If you want to request a coach, contact Jamie Wilson at 301-335-0492. Thank you and have a great day.